W.F. House presents an unabridged recording of The Murder of Mr. Ma by John Shen Yen Ni and S.J. Roseanne, narrated by Daniel York Lowe.
There are many people without whom this book wouldn't have happened, but Alex Segura is the without whomest. We dedicate this book to him. Foreword. Beijing, 1966. Every story connects to all stories. The country is in upheaval. The earth shakes beneath feet pounding this way and that. People rush to proclaim their purity before the other side can proclaim the same. So many are so sure, yet at such odds with one another. Those of us who've lived long lives have seen such things before. Over my own long life, I've written many stories. But some remain untold, though they happened years ago. The time has come to write those too. I'll put down as many as I can, relating each as I saw it. Events for which I was not present, I'll recount as they were told to me. How reliable will this second-hand testimony be? As reliable as my own, I'll wager, for better or worse. A good friend once said that no story ever truly ends. If he was correct, that must necessarily mean no story has a true beginning either. Very well. But the one I'll now tell can be said, for the purposes of the telling, to begin in the City of London, in the year 1924, not far from the Marble Arch. Chapter 1. London, 1924. Leaning on an iron railing, I took in the sights and sounds of a Hyde Park spring afternoon. Yellow daffodils splashed the borders of the emerald lawn, on which picnickers sat on plaid blankets. Threading among them, giggling children chased yipping dogs. The late sun lent everything a generous honey glow. At Speaker's Corner, the Union Jack billowed in the breeze, lofted by conservatives fixed on squelching socialists by means of shouted slogans. "Traitors will destroy England!" and such like. The socialists, stationed beside them, waved red banners and roared, "Down with capitalism!" Young women in severe suits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?